Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do you remember how Flip Wilson used to say very flippantly, "The devil made me do it"? The tendency of human beings to shift the blame for their misdeeds to others seems to be almost universal. When Eve sinned against God by eating of the forbidden fruit, she tried to excuse her behavior by saying to the Lord, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." Genesis 3:13. Adam, on the other hand, placed the blame on Eve. "The woman whom thou gavest me to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." Genesis 3:12. The Lord did not accept such excuses then, and He does not accept them now. When we sin, we alone are responsible. We cannot blame the devil, even though he uses every means at his disposal to lead us into sin. We certainly cannot blame God. We need to have the courage of King David. "For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." Psalm 51:3. Satan's purpose with respect to human beings is to devour them. 1 Peter 5:8. The expression "may devour" comes from the Greek katapino, which literally means to drink down, to gulp down, to swallow up. The word gives plain evidence of the devil's schemes and plans. He has so many ways to deceive people. "For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." 2 Corinthians 11:13 and 14. We study the Scriptures to know how the devil operates, and then pray to God for guidance in overcoming him. 2 Corinthians 2:11. But how can we win in our battle with the devil? On our own strength, we cannot. But with God's help, we can win the victory. Peter pleads with all Christians in all ages, "Whom," that is the devil, "resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren who are in the world." 1 Peter 5:8. The word "resist" is a military term, which means to take a stand against. "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." James 4:7. Steadfast means to be firm. It is an adjective which connotes a firm foundation. Our steadfastness must be based on the faith revealed in the Word of God. The term "the faith" is the equivalent of the gospel. The early Christians may have been tempted to think they alone were being abused and misused. They may have thought the devil had singled them out for special oppression. Peter says the same afflictions are accomplished by your brethren who are throughout the world. The word "afflictions" means sufferings. The Revised Standard Version renders the Greek "the same experience of suffering." There has seldom been a time or place where the righteous have not suffered for their conviction. Even in the first century, the members of the body of Christ scattered throughout the world were having to suffer for their faith. That fact may not have been much comfort to the ones to whom Peter wrote, but it let them know that they were not alone. I have a question with which I would like to close our brief discussion today. How do we resist the devil? We have to get prepared for doing battle with him. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Ephesians 6:10 and 11. If we do not know how the devil operates, how are we going to resist him? Finally, we need to pray every day that we may not be led astray from the right way. "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Matthew 26:41. My friends, if we are on the Lord's side, we are going to overcome. We cannot lose. We thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.